Agenda item number five, report and possible discussion on investment officers' report for third quarter of fiscal year 2014 by John Hall, CFO, and Susan Anderson with Valley View Consulting.
Okay, great. This is, again, a recurring quarterly thing required under Public Funds Investment Act. You received the investment summary in your materials. This is just a summary. You can see overall our book value of our investments overall in this at the end of this quarter, the third quarter, went down about $13 million. That was explained in your materials. Primarily, it was paying off that bond retirement that I just mentioned and stuff. That took a big chunk of that, why it went down. And the other things is, as you all know, as I mentioned, we basically bill our customers, our water customers, early in the year, collect most of the money in the first quarter, and then spend it down over the course of the year. So it's consistent with what our pattern of spending. I will point out the first bright light that we've had in over 2 years. You can see that our average yield of maturity actually went up for the first time, a few basis points. You can see it's steadily gone from 88 all the way down to 56, and we actually gained a little bit. So, and Susan will talk about that in just a minute when she goes economic overview. But there's been a little bit of an uptick in some of the rates and stuff, and we anticipate that should continue. But that's a summary. I'll answer any questions about that. And if not, I'll introduce Susan Anderson. You all remember Susan is with Valley View Consulting, and Susan's got a brief presentation about our economic condition.
Thank you. Susan Anderson with Valley View Consulting again. Appreciate the opportunity to visit with you. I will add a little bit to the quarterly report by saying that 0.6% sounds pretty low, but if you look at it in a perspective of where we are in the interest rate environment, your portfolio average, weighted average maturity is about 9 months. If you look at what a 9-month security would be earning, it would be 0.08%. Also, another perspective to look at is that I would venture to say that about 90% of your peers out in the government sector put almost all of their funds in tax pool. Tax pool's earnings rate right now is 0.02% as of the end of your quarter. So the 0.6, when you take it into the light of everything else that I just discussed, is very good. And I'll have to commend staff for helping us achieve that, because they are very, very good about when we make our recommendations for things they should be doing with the portfolio, they're very quick to react. And as a result, right now, your tax pool balance as of the end of this quarter is less than $5,000. So that's just tremendous. You're actually taking advantage of some very good opportunities out there, and we couldn't do that without staff's assistance. So moving on into where we expect the economy to go. 4 weeks ago, I created the latest market outlook that perhaps is in your packet. Things were looking a little better. We've had a couple of dark clouds, maybe more than one or two dark clouds, start to rise up on the horizon that have some potential negatives on the overall economy. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But all in, we still believe that the economy is on a slow path to improvement. We've seen housing, employment, and production numbers over the past year pick up. We did have some concerns just recently about the housing sector. We'll talk about that in another slide. But the Fed, and when I talk about all these graphs today, they are compiled from the data that is compiled from the Federal Reserve Board, and specifically at the request of the Federal Open Markets Committee. I'm going to refer to all of those folks as the Fed in general. A lot of these surveys are these surveys that we're utilizing. The Fed, on a semi-annual basis, goes out to a large number of professional economists to kind of pull down and compile all of that data and come up with an average. So these are the folks that we're using those numbers for this presentation. The Fed, that Federal Open Markets Committee, was given a mandate by the legislature and the executive, by the administration, as to what they need to do and what their targets are to bring this economy around. And we they refer to this often as the dual mandate. One of them is that employment get to a reasonable level of unemployment. And then the second one is that the rate of inflation improves, but only to a certain level. So the rate of inflation that they're looking for is a 2% annual growth. The employment number has shifted because the unemployment rate that they were targeting was 6.5%. We've now blown through that, and the current is 6.1%. So at their last meeting, they eliminated that 6.5% saying it was outdated, but they didn't give us a new target. So we think that we're within range of hitting the Fed's target on unemployment, and we'll look at a graph in a minute. So with all that being said, once we get into alignment with that dual mandate, we fully expect for the Fed to, one, remove all of the stimulus that's in the system. And the main thing that we're looking for your portfolio is that the Fed funds rate starts to go back up. Because right now the Fed funds rate is between 0 and 25 basis points. It really needs to be higher than that, and everything that we purchase on your behalf is really governed by where that Fed funds rate is. So we think that we're getting close to that number, that Fed funds rate changing. The markets are expecting the end of stimulus, particularly the quantitative easing 3, where they were buying a lot of Treasury and agency securities. They are on track to have that completely gone by the end of October. And then a lot of economists are saying once that has happened, that the Fed will likely look at the situation for about 6 months and evaluate what has happened to the economy once that has been withdrawn. And if they're comfortable with what's going on in the economy, in 6 to 9 months perhaps is when they'll start raising that Fed funds rate. So that's kind of what our forecast is looking to. So long term, strength is gaining, and the Fed continues to look for improvement.
Did you say that you expect the quantitative easing to end in October?
Yes, yes. Okay. They have been curtailing that by $10 billion each month, and at that current rate, they'll be finished in September, October range.
So
and then there will be no more of that.
That'd be the end.
Unless a shoe drops, you know, that's what the unknown is. But as long as we stay on this trajectory, we fully expect that to end in that period of time. The GDP numbers, this is gross domestic product, what we're producing on a quarterly basis. The dark blue on this graph are actual numbers. The light blue are projections, again, from these economists. We were trucking along pretty well until we got to the first quarter of this year. And normally, if you saw a negative GDP number of that magnitude, the markets would go into shock. But the markets were fully expecting this kind of report because of the really disastrous weather that we had almost through the entire first quarter. It shut down production, it shut down consumption to a large extent, and translated to that negative number. The market was fully expecting that, so it just continued on without any concerns whatsoever in their projections. You can see that they're still projecting a growth of 3.3% on average, about 3% through the next three quarters through the end of the year. Several of these graphs look back in time, and I think it's interesting. As I mentioned, they take these surveys once every 6 months. So we tracked it back to where we were in the projection for December of 12, and you can see how their perspective changed as we got closer and closer to achieving that dual mandate. In fact, the projections that were just taken back in May of this year show that GDP is going to really pick up again in 2015, which would correlate well to our expectation that we'll start to see some Fed action to raise the Fed funds rate. Unemployment, as I mentioned, it had been really high, right at 8% when we got through 2013. It has been coming down, and this last number at 6.1% was very, very favorable, and we're looking for that to continue. I think a good perspective to look at is where the market has been or where the economists had felt things were that should have been projected December of 13. Even up until December of 13, when the market was, the economists were expecting the unemployment rate to come in at 7.6%. By the time the month ended and we got the real numbers, it was down to 6.7%. So you can see how rapidly things could change in the unemployment situation. But in 2014, they're looking for sustainable 6%. Likely the Fed is looking now at their target of something less than 6%. So if we continue on this path, 2015 would definitely work for the Fed funds rate increase. The inflation forecast, as I mentioned, they're looking for CPI to be about 2%. This graph starts to get kind of complicated. There's two CPI numbers that are cited. There's a CPI actual, consumer product, consumer purchase index, price index, and then there is a core forecast. The core forecast takes the big CPI number and strips out some of those items that are very volatile in price, like food and energy. So they look at it from those two aspects. The mandate being 2%, you can see that we're still a little below that. And when you look at the projections for the year, CPI for 2013 was way low, way below 2%. But as we get through to 2014 and definitely into 2015, we're starting to push up those numbers and expectations of 2015 being a very good year. So considerations, these are the wild cards. And as I mentioned, when we wrote the market update, things were looking a little rosier. However, just in the past few weeks, we've had some pretty significant global skirmishes. I think I read the other day that we have about six pretty significant conflicts going on in the world. Some of those could have pretty dire effects on not necessarily U.S. directly, but in our trading partners in Europe, particularly the Russian-Ukrainian situation, and then also to a certain extent Israel and the Palestinians, because of the level of need from the Europeans for the gas and oil that comes from those areas of the world. So if they start to put in those sanctions against particularly the Russians, that could impact the European trade partners, which then in a roundabout way impacts us because they won't be buying as much of our stuff. They're spending their money on oil and gas. So those are the wild cards right now. Domestic job creation, as I said, continues to look much better. The credit and loan availability will really ratchet up. The loan availability will really ratchet up once that Fed funds rate is increased, because that will start to alleviate some of the stresses that banks have on loaning money, particularly for long-term debt. And the domestic housing market, there's a lot of things going on out there. We had had some really good numbers in existing home sales, and then it dropped off. We had some really good numbers in new home sales, and now they've really dropped off. At the same time, existing home sales are picking back up again. So it's been very, very volatile. The main thing, though, is that the market values of homes have continued to trend upward. They ratcheted up quite a bit for a while. Now they're trending slowly upward. So people are feeling better about their economic situation when that happens. And that helps the GDP and everything else. Just a quick slide to show where we were a year ago, the blue line in May, because we're reporting on this third quarter. You can see that interest rates have started to come up over the past year in the two-year and longer maturities. the 2 year and shorter are still have a lot of pressure on them. One of two reasons, one being the Fed funds rate being low kind of puts pressure on those shorter term. But the other really driver right now is that a flight to quality. When you're having global turmoil, people tend to take their money out of some of those markets and they put it in treasuries 2 years and shorter as their safe harbor. So that serves to drive down interest rates. And there's all our disclaimers. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Anybody have any questions? Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.